This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
So do you see, Ryan Skinner, as you continue to answer that question, that being so many hundreds of miles away from the home base, maybe they take a few liberties they would not take if they had more direct oversight?
I think it's a possibility. Again, there isn't direct leadership. Direct leadership is back at Bigelow Aerospace in a different state. I mean, they're in a completely different state. We have armed mercenaries, sitting on sitting on that ranch property just waiting for something to happen in a military-type mindset, which I guess that's just a potentially volatile situation that could happen. I did want to tell you, always been inundated with different rumors about security, and some of them to the fantastic to the down to the earth. Some of the people I've spoken with are very down to earth people, very intelligent people, but some of the ones out there are a little bit more gung ho. If you don't mind, I want to give you two or three real brief stories.
Sure.
That, I mean, from some of the people I've talked to, you know, they say this is complete baloney, but the locals I've talked to said it would swear to it, have swore up and down that it's true. One time, one of the locals I've spoken with claims, I don't know, these aren't the traditional kind of people that I've dealt with back home. I guess there's not a lot to do out there for fun. Well, this guy took his Camaro, I guess, and a big chain, and he went down to Skinwalker Ranch several years ago and tied his chain around the gate and the rest of it to his bumper and somehow pulled the, I don't know why he decided to do this, but he pulled the gate right off and dragged it off or whatever. And he claims the moment that he did so, that a helicopter came up from over the ridge line and started to hover over his car, which time he undid the chain and just took off. His claim is that this helicopter now followed him all the way to the highway, at which point then it veered off and went away. Other people have described, and I've seen this personally, have described seeing a convoy of black newer SUVs, tinted out windows. There's even a few stories in my book about that. When I went there in 2007, I saw the same exact thing, a caravan of these government-looking SUVs coming directly out of the ranch. From conversations with the guards themselves, they don't go there in a caravan of SUVs, so I don't know what that is. It's perplexing to me to this day.
On the surface, obviously, they are monitoring as many areas as possible of that ranch with cameras.
Yeah, you don't see them parked on the ranch. It's as if they almost materialize out of the ranch and start coming. I mean, as if they're coming out of the speculation, like coming out of the earth itself. I mean, nobody knows where they initiate from, but they all suddenly, this caravan of SUVs leaves the ranch.
There aren't places, maybe garages or places or cabins where they could store particular equipment. Nope. How far from the entrance to the ranch to the main building is it?
Oh, that's...
I'm trying to get the response time. About a quarter mile?
I was going to say eighth of a mile, quarter
eighth
mile.
Of a mile. So they can pretty well get out there within just, you know, a minute or so if they rush out. How long could it take?
But they're not... You've been out there... You've been out there several times, Chris. I mean, you've never seen anything other than the caretaker's cars, and the guard's car.
The only time I was actually on the ranch was when I was there before anybody knew about this case, and I sat for an entire afternoon with Terry Sherman. And that's when I got my first real dose of weirdness from this particular case. And then, of course, the articles that Zach Van Eck, the Deseret News, wrote came out just within a day or two after that.
Of course, I guess the big problem with the book and all the publicity centered on the Skinwalker Ranch is that it's going to attract crazy people. Do we still see that, though, there, or is that kind of died off since it's been a few years since the book was out?
Just to complete Shane's question, I've also heard about locals that have I don't know, driven by the ranch and sat at the gate and looked out there and then driven to a different location. Suddenly they claim to me that they've been surrounded by the guards. The guards pull over or whatever and start harassing them. And are you still there, Shane?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Yeah, do you have an experience or a story that happened to you or someone you know?
No, I just...
Because I've heard that several times.
That whole area seems to be, if you're out there, you're kind of on your own, I guess. It's
absolutely.
Western, wild western days.
Wild west out there.
But I had a person that I talked to one time who wasn't even going out there to visit the ranch and was just driving and ended up got lost or something. And you know, some of these mercenary guards, it's sort of like Katrina when they were not, people down there, or not Katrina, but the Gulf oil spill, when they hired all these mercenary guards and people were being told you're not allowed to go in on public land. And I don't know, that's the only question I had.
Yeah, I mean, we got to keep a rational perspective on this whole thing too. We're dealing with a lot of cattle ranchers and private property. Suddenly when just Yahoos start driving all over their property looking for aliens, it does piss off a lot of people. And I think in a lot of cases, people mistake actual just disturbed ranch owners for the guards. And a lot of those stories seem to filter into me too. So I don't want everything to be a fantastic, story of, you know, government agents seeking everyone down. But a lot of times there is a rational explanation for why people are harassed offsite. But it does happen. But the most common thing that's happened out there, and this has never happened to me, is that people will people that have trespassed on or around the ranch have reported seeing a military helicopter over their head, and even had instructions shouted to them through a bullhorn or none at all. And I guess the helicopter itself almost seems to be muffled. It's extremely quiet is how they describe it. And, I mean, where the hell a fueled up helicopter is, you know, waiting to be deployed at a moment's notice anywhere around that region. You know, there's one, airport, pretty far away, and I can't imagine they have a military helicopter there at a moment's notice ready to go. So where's this thing coming from?
I would think, though, if they see cars or people approaching the property, they could already be warned to do something. Maybe they have a private satellite they're using, too. They have access to satellites, so they have a better view of the property. It's not just cameras.
This is Bigelow Aerospace, you know.
Sure.
This is a child unit within Bigelow Aerospace, so of course that could be a very viable option.
Hey, he's got two floating modules. He's the only private individual with a private space station.
That's right.
Hey, guys, this is Shane again. You know, on the other hand, I can agree with the need for security on the other side, because, you know, if this was very publicized and anybody and everybody was allowed to go out there, it would be just a rat. It would just be just a circus, you know. So I don't want to seem like I'm totally...
Shane, you're definitely onto something. It reminds me of something bigger that I don't talk about that much, and it's been alluded to me by the guards that they have two functions out there. You know, one to potentially detain you for trespassing, for breaking the law, and it might be kind of rough in that process. But two, they've also confided to me and whispered to me that their dual purpose is to almost protect you from what's out there. You know, protect you from yourself, from your own curiosity of being on the property. What they claim that's out there wouldn't necessarily. You could have a much worse day with what you don't see out there than the guards. I guess is my opinion.
Well, think about this, Ryan. Think about the energy required to open a portal. If you talk to any physicist or scientist, they will tell you that the amount of energy, I mean, we're talking massive amounts.
Wow.
I'm sure Chris agrees.
A portion of the sun would take, from what I've read.
So who knows what effects that has on people? We don't know. I mean, we're talking universes worth of energy requirements here to open
sure,
a portal in.
But Shane, what I'm seeing is the guards being out there. They say these things are unseen, these skinwalker-like entities or whatever roams out there, you know, is unseen to us. And we have no idea as you're standing by that gate that this thing is right behind you.
I'll tell you what, let's do the
it's ripped.
I don't know what lurks behind this door, but let's find out. Ryan Skinner joins us with Shane. Gog's coming soon with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on this special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at rockoids.com. That's rockoids, rockoids.com.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Ryan Skinner is here to talk more about the mysteries of the Skinwalker Ranch. We're joined by one of our listeners, Shane, and Goggs will be here shortly. Okay, so we touched on it before, these documents that you've uncovered by means that you would not care to mention. What else do these documents reveal?
Well, that I guess I've been recognized by Piccolo and team as a security threat. I'm mentioned several times in the documents, and how to prevent, kind of interesting, how to prevent information from getting to me, which I guess wasn't that effective at this point. What other fascinating, there's a hint, there's just a hint in the documents about a government benefactor, about there being a third party that's also involved in the research going on at the ranch. And to me, I wish I could have gotten my hands on a little bit more of that information. I mean, that really is the holy grail of, it's one thing that just an eccentric billionaire, as some people like to think, which I don't think he's that eccentric at all. I think he's onto something, and he's looking for very specific technology and to harness it and to capitalize on it. But if there really is a government aspect to this, and that's been hidden from the public, it's got to make you wonder why the government's interested and what they already know.
This is Shane again. Ryan, are the documents in your book?
Yeah. Well, they're paraphrased in the book is the best way I like to put it. They're in the book. And some of them are verbatim. Some are paraphrased to protect sources.
Could you possibly put them, like, just put a PDF of them or on the internet or something? Or are you afraid to do that?
No, I'm not afraid to do that. I'm selling a book, though. I think the thing's $3 right now on Amazon, so it's not a...
The people in the field, the UFO community, you'll probably encounter people who will demand to see the originals. I'm just letting you know that. I'm not saying that's what I'm saying. But
sure. No, I fully expect it. Yep. I think you're 100% right about that. They can choose to believe it or not, I guess.
Let's put it this way, Shane. I have seen copies of the original documents, and they look legit to me.
Okay, well, I trust Chris's...
I've also seen full transcripts of interviews done with witnesses in the surrounding area. There's enough there for me to be reasonably... confident that, and these appear to be the same documents that Ryan is referring to. I admire Ryan's, I think Gene would appreciate the term chutzpah for referring to these documents and quoting them. I chose not to. I could have a number of years ago, but have chosen to sit back and maintain more of an observer role in this whole thing and try to help in any way that I can. But I really do applaud Ryan for going the extra mile with this book and really digging into the background of the area. The initial chapters are fascinating about some of the interesting cultural information that they were him and Wallace were able to uncover about the history of the Indians in the area. But, you know, I have two questions, Ryan. One thing that I did not notice was any sort of definitive mention of the rumored deaths that occurred on the ranch. What have you found out in the interim about that particular story? Which I've gotten two separate confirmations that something did happen out there and somebody did die. The best I can figure was sometime around maybe July, early August, 99.
I think me and you spoke by phone about this some time ago, and I may have even mentioned this on our last interview. Do you want me to retell the story that was told to me by a supposed inside source? At this point, I don't know. I don't have a definitive answer on that topic. Right. To me, it's all conjecture and rumor. But I do have a story that I think no one else heard of how it happened.
Well, you mentioned, that the guy happened to be in the wrong place at the wrong time. The portal
That's
opened
right.
up. Something fell out on him.
That
freaked me out, boy.
I just caught a question from our forums, and I'll read it, Chris. It's from Storage. It says, why is NSA interested in Skinwalker?
To my knowledge, it's not. It's the Department of Defense, from what I've heard, but I don't know. I can't say that with full confidence. I don't have enough definitive information or documents or anything. And if I did, I probably wouldn't want them anyway or tell anybody about it because that'd make me a marked person. So,
well, remember when we had Chad on? The former employee called himself Chad. He mentioned something to the effect of his paycheck stuff, or his pay stubs had NSA on them or something. Of course, that could be the Nevada Security Agency or
You know,
did he say NSA, or I thought he told me Department of Defense is what I've heard from several.
I'm pretty sure he said NSA, those initials, because we queried him on that. I think that's where Shane's picking up on the prior appearance, sure. three or 4 years ago.
The documents don't that have you mentioned,
we don't have any evidence.
They don't
suggest.
You're saying
we don't have any documents that would support some sort of government, a particular government agency that's involved out there.
It just talks about never mentioning the benefactor to the project is what the one line in the documents that I have spells out. It's a security warning to all the employees and the researchers directly working for Bass, never to mention who the benefactor is.
Well, isn't that Bigelow?
It could be interpreted that way. Because we have, through one of the TV shows that I did, I think it was a Joe Rogan show or whatever, we went out there, or the Ventura show, we went out and queried the guard, and the guard kept saying, well, you know, I don't know who owns the property. I have no idea. So maybe he was just following protocol.
Yeah, it must have been Rogan, because I was with you on the other one, on the Jesse show, and we never were able to talk to any guards, at least to my knowledge.
Well, that guard did come out, remember? He said he came out late at night. We came back to the gate. He came out for just a brief discussion with the crew or whatever for a moment.
Oh, I probably was already gone to my hotel room by that point.
Let me ask you, Ryan, would you be willing to stay for another segment? Because we have some questions from listeners
yes.
that I'd like to submit. Okay, very good. Chris, you want to start with some questions other than the one I just asked?
Yeah, SRL, who's been a longtime poster at forum.theparacast.com, where you can sign up and post questions that we ask our guests every week. And he's wondering, who is D.L. Wallace, and why is he so interested in the Skinwalker Ranch? And I would also say, how did you get involved in a co-authorship scenario with him?
That's a great question.
And by the way, we have 30 seconds before we split for the break. So, you know, maybe what we should do here is just hold that answer till we come back. The book is called Skinwalker Ranch, No Trespassing, True Stories and Secret Files by Ryan Skinner with D.L. Wallace. And we'll find out on the other side more about D.L. Wallace. And you were telling me, Ryan, the book's only $3 on Kindle?
Yeah, for the Kindle. Right now, $2.99.
Wow. I mean, everybody can get a copy.
Really?
Sure.
There's a lot of good stuff in there, Ryan. You really, really worked your tail off.
Nailed it. Really good book. Okay, Ryan Skinner coming back for another segment at least with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
You're listening to GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Lock down your digital life at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
Graphic Converter is the image manipulation tool for the rest of us. It does not use any database. You get full control of all your files. Want to view the images of a folder? Drag it into Graphic Converter and a powerful browser opens up to show your image files. You could use it for slideshows. You could use it to import images from digital cameras or from scanners. Need to do some image editing? You can do that too in Graphic Converter. Also, print catalogs. Convert from so many formats I can't even list them. Download now to see if Graphic Converter is good for you, like 1.5 million other users. Guess what? You could save money when you buy Graphic Converter. Use the coupon code Night Owl. Use the coupon code Night Owl to get a special price for Graphic Converter. Go to LemkeSoft.com. That's LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This is Kurt Sutton, the author of UFO Mysteries, and you're listening to the Paracast.
Okay, so Ryan Skinner, could you tell us about your co-author?
D.L. Wallace is my editor, and after the first book or whatever, he gave me a lot of advice for going into the second book, and he's actually more of a skeptic than he is just a staunch believer, and he wanted to represent the other side of the readership. I guess not everyone. My first book was more of a personal diary, and I wanted the second book to be this. It was my story, my personal story as I interpreted it, and that didn't necessarily resonate with all of my audience members. And I took that feedback, and I wanted to create a second book that really would hit a home run. Where I discussed the history, and D.L. Wallace really kind of corralled me a little bit, quite a bit from avoiding some of the self-reflectiveness and taking a personal stance on a lot of these topics. And instead I just told the stories as they were told to me and left it up to the end reader to make their own conclusions in regards to what they believe or what they don't believe. I think from the reviews I've had so far, I guess the skeptics are, you know, a lot of the reviews say they're horrified if it's true, and believers are, again, supportive of what we've put together. But he's my editor and a friend of mine, and someone who really, he came up with a lot of the sources. I came up with the material, and he'd find some of the background information, like you're talking about the Pueblos and the Anasazi and just the historical background, and I relied on him for a lot of that information.
Well, I have another question here, and it basically involves the prior owners to the ranch. As you probably know, Frank Salisbury, who wrote the great Utah UFO display, recently re-released a book about 4 or 5 years ago, and he had a little added chapter in there about the Sherman Ranch, and he refutes any sort of assertion that prior owners of the ranch had experienced unusual activity out there. And Fletcher Munson, one of our longtime posters at forum.theparacast.com, wants to know if you made any contact with the relatives of the Myers, who are the pre-Sherman Ranch owners, in your investigation, and or anyone else that may have had some sort of link to the ranch prior to Terry Sherman and Gwen buying the property.
Yeah, I have the direct transcript of me speaking with people that have lived. Again, I can't get too I can't be too poignant on naming names or circumstances, but people that have lived on the ranch, I have my exact transcript of my interview with them and what they've relayed to me. And based on that interview, there's some discrepancies with what I have a world of respect for Frank Salisbury, but there's discrepancies on, I guess, that he came into it slightly biased in regards to his interpretation of what happened on the ranch versus reality of me talking to people that have lived there and what they told him in their own, I guess I'm already identifying by saying that, what they told him in what he put down into his book. And he kind of alludes that the previous owners, the Myers, didn't experience a lot of paranormal activity, and there was more rational explanations for everything that had happened to them, and that's disputed venomously by another party that lived on the ranch, and that's pointed out in the book.
Interesting.
That fascinated me personally.
Well, Fletcher Munson has another question that involves former MUFON director James Carrion's experiences when attempting to investigate the Skinwalker Ranch case. And he quotes several paragraphs from the blog of Carrion. Part of it has to do with these metal rods that were found on the ranch that were sent by the rancher to NIDS for analysis. I guess an off-the-record comment by one of the NIDS scientists informed him that the rods were made from element 115 and did not originate on Earth, and that he, the scientist, had worked at Area 51 on a reverse engineering project where they accumulated 300 pounds of this material. And that sounds very similar to some assertions that Bob Lazar was making.
It sounds
in the late 80s. Have you heard of any... any sort of testing results from the metal rod that was found, I think it was actually found on a mutilated cow, if I remember correctly.
It's found next to the cow. I knew someone else that heard of that story as well. So the story really did happen. There really was some sort of rods that were found out there.
Terry told me about it.
Yeah. I don't know if you know what Gary Hart, he told me as well that uh-huh. he heard it from Terry, and I'm not sure if he saw it, but Junior Hicks told me the story firsthand, and Junior, you know, held on. Terry gave these to Junior, who then took back to his shop. He tried to chip them or scratch them. You know, no matter what tool he used, he couldn't dent the material, I guess. And then he heated them up with a torch, and I guess they were glowing red hot. And then he accidentally moved, if I remember his story correctly, he accidentally moved and bumped it and expected to burn himself. Yet the material was cool to the touch, is what he told me. He also hooked up a multimeter, and I guess it gave off a charge that was off the scale, but nothing would electrocute him. So it was giving out energy, whatever it was. It could receive energy or heat energy, and somehow it didn't heat up from it. Whatever this was then turned over to NIDS by Junior Hicks.
And that's the last we're ever going to hear about it.
And that's the last we're ever going to hear.
Well, imagine being an aerospace guy, a billionaire, having a material like that to play with.
Would you be giving it back? No way. But he, to temper it a little bit, he told Junior it's nothing more than common insulation found on power lines. It's nothing to be concerned about or tractor part or something like that.
Yeah, tractor part was what I heard. It was they claimed it was.
Which Junior said that's wonderful, but I want it back anyway. And they mysteriously lost it. Or threw it away, which he told him, I want this back after you're done testing it. That's the only way I'm going to turn it into.
Do you mention in the book, Ryan, when the ranch reverted from Uinta Ute ownership to private ownership by Anglos?
No, I don't. Nope, I don't know that information at all. That's a great question.
Yeah, I would love to know when that actually occurred, because the story was since the Indians weren't allowed to go there, we might as well sell it to the white boys and make some dough off them.
Who knows? Is that just part of the rumor mill, or that necessarily the Indians avoid? Well, what the book does talk about is that they're one of the native policeman mentions that there is a burial ground up on Skinwalker Ridge, on a ridge overlooking the ranch. And that ridge is where I'd say the majority of phenomena happens, on that ridge, not necessarily on the ranch property itself.
Right, in the southern face of that ridge.
Yes, correct. And he acknowledged that there's an ancient Indian burial ground up there. So, again, that always ties into my theory that why the natives are always involved in the strangeness that's occurring both on the ranch, the basin, and in the Four Corner region.
Mm. Yeah, well, the whole involvement with people, though. Yeah.
You know, just talking about all these stories makes me want to reread my own book. I love it. one of the owners, the one story that always fascinated me with that was told to me by a previous owner on the ranch. And again, nothing has been said since the original book came out on Skinwalker Ranch from any of the previous owners. There was, I think this is all new information. It was told to me or relayed to me that an ancient Indian was seen sometimes with the phenomena. And,
wow, that's a new one.
Yeah, yeah. And I've had another party. It was on the Coast to Coast AM radio show where they had a real traumatic experience that had happened to them at Skinwalker Ranch, which is also detailed in the book. Did you happen to read that?
I don't think I've gotten that far.
That case on the Coast to Coast show where they had a close encounter with a skinwalker also involved this ancient Indian that was leading these balls of light and this black mass, this tentacled black mass-like creature.
We're going to see a black mass if we don't do this break right now, a bigger black mass. Let me remind you that on next week's episode of the Paracast, we'll be featuring Nick Redfern, author of a new book called Close Encounters of a Fatal Kind, about the suspicious deaths of various people in the UFO field. Ryan Skinner with Shane and Gogs Mackay joins us on the other side. With Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast. Just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there's The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
So here's what happened. I was placing an order online. The site went down. It took hours before it returned, but I'd already placed the order with another company. If your site goes down, you could lose business. And if you have a business or personal site, you'll want to know it's easy to run and it will stay online. At iWeb, your site is hosted on one of the most reliable networks in the world. Talk to a sales rep at iWeb.com. Use the promo code TechNightOwl for a special discount.
You've talked about it for a while. Now it's time to get your family the emergency readiness pack it deserves. And there's one site to turn to, toppackgear.com. From large to small, you'll find kits for every purpose, and all of them can be customized by you. toppackgear.com offers the best pre-built packs the internet has to offer, assembled using only high-quality products vetted by pros and chosen for the best balance of quality and value. Prepare, endure, prevail with toppackgear.com.
You are now in the crosshairs. The NSA and the FBI are treating you like a criminal and monitoring your every move. Ron Paul said recently, "The evidence of the totalitarian nature of this government is on display undeniably every day. What's taking place right now is a coup and the destruction of the Constitution. But a friend and patriot has discovered a loophole. Find out about the NSA loophole before they shut it down at privacylockdown.com. That's privacylockdown.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common, polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.
Hi, this is Nick Pope. You're listening to the Paracast.
Ryan Skinner is answering your questions, listeners. He'll hang by a little bit more. He's author with D.L. Wallace of a new book called Skinwalker Ranch, No Trespassing, True Stories, Secret Files. That's $2.99, believe it or not, $2.99 from Kindle, from Amazon, if you like it. We also have Gogs, Mackay, and Shane, as I said, joining us. Shane, did you have any questions you wanted to ask?
No, I just wanted to add that I think you guys are right that these portal areas seem to extend in other regions. And so I just wanted to add, I don't really have any other questions. I just wanted to mention that there are other areas. Like, it's I'm sure that they want to keep the public eye from having too many people looking around, but I don't think they can stop it, you know. I mean, there's too many areas. That's all I really had.
Let me ask you, Ryan, have you considered or are you so involved in this area, it's just not practical, looking into other so-called window areas around the country, around the world, and see how they compare?
Everything ties back into the book. One of the most fascinating stories I have in the book, and you know, I have so many stories about Skinwalker Ranch, but everybody keeps asking me about a story in at a Texas airport in Tyler County. And this guy contacted me about a year ago, and he's been sharing these just unbelievable stories with me for the past 12 months or so. And the reason he contacted me is because he read the first book, and he's heard about the things going on at Skinwalker, and said, I have the same thing happening out here, except it's to a level even higher than what you may have had experienced at Skinwalker. And I shared some of those stories. And again, of all the ones in that book, and there's some real gems in there. People keep asking me more and more about his story. And I'm still in contact with him today. And this year I plan to maybe put the brakes a little bit on Skinwalker. I'm definitely going back out there, but I'm going to spend some time going out to Tyler County where I don't have to duck and hide and run from guards necessarily, or, you know, I can really immerse myself in my equipment and spend some time out there and document what's going on.
Do you ever think here, Ryan, that one day you're going to have to pay the piper here running and sneaking in and around the Skinwalker Ranch? The guards will say, this is enough. Let's just arrest this guy for trespassing, send him to jail a while, and or get rid of him in some other way.
Ryan doesn't go on the ranch, Gene. He learned his lesson.
That's true.
a while ago. So if he gets,
well, that's what we never really clarified when he went on the ranch, and he was apparently captured or caught.
No, he didn't say he did. He said he knew of someone that did.
All right,
it's a big difference. And Ryan may be a lot of things, but one thing he's not is an idiot. Unfortunately, that ranch is attracting a lot of more, shall we say, amateurish, enthusiastic types that are going out there and not exercising discretion and caution.
Not a setup better.
Now, our listeners will remember that earlier in the show, you did say something, Ryan, about being on that property. All right, I won't press the issue. So for people who are just really curious about this, what advice, Ryan, would you give them in trying to learn more about what's going on? Or just stay away?
Yes, stay away.
No, not at all. There's enough literature out there at this point. I have my website, which is a repository for information, anything about Skinwalker Ranch or even on that topic in general. There's not just my books. There's just a ton of books that have hit in the market in the past 7 years. You mentioned Utah UFO Display by Frank Salisbury, the Skinwalker Ranch book by George Knapp and Colm Kelleher. Just read as much as you can, and then when you've had your fill and your imagination is, you know, you've painted that beautiful picture in your head, it's time to hit the road. You got to get out, and it doesn't necessarily mean you have to go to Skinwalker. Remember, anywhere in that basin, my advice is just find a lonely mesa, the loneliest one you can see in the distance. Bring a tent, bring an armchair, and bring a beer, and start walk there. Go there by yourself. Make sure it's after 8 o'clock at night. Plop that chair down and buckle in for the ride you may or may not have.
Well, I've heard there's some incredible activity going on at the extreme southwestern corner of the ranch, right where Sago Canyon starts, goes off the reservation down towards the Green River. That area has had an incredible amount of activity, and very little of it has been, has been mentioned outside of the locals there.
I mean, how many people live in, again, the more wild the area, in my opinion, the less people living out there, the more active potentially it could be. You really just got to get away from humanity a little bit, society, and immerse yourself in that desert.
Yeah, and bring plenty of water. Forget the beer. Bring the water. Beers will just make you thirstier.
It's a liquid.
We don't want to get in trouble if we go on there. Or maybe what we should do is we should have Maya Sites set up a tour. Chris, they don't go into this country so much. Set up a tour.
If you're really itching to get out there, I do have a recommendation. And there's an observation place to the south. There's maps on my website. You can go to the south and you can see the ranch, which is a quarter of a mile away. You can actually see it, and you're somewhat on public land there. Or there's another viewing area from the northeast. But me, myself, I mean, if you're adventurous and really want to experience it firsthand, you got to dirty your hands a little bit. And to the east of the ranch, there's a river. There's a little creek that runs to the east of the ranch. Walk up and down that creek again sometime at night, and you might be on native land. So make sure you get a permit at the local gas station. But that's exactly where I would be. That or one of the mesas on top of Randallette. You do not need to necessarily jump the fence and cross that border and put yourself in a world of pain by going to Skinwalker. You'll have the same chances and the same encounters, if not more. You might find an even hotter spot. It's that whole region. Be safe. Be smart.
Gogs McKay, you had a question.
Be sanitary.
Yeah. Ryan, hi. Gogs here. I was just interested. Would you have happened to have heard the location of the other supposed portal areas that NIDS were interested in around the same time that they were interested there? It's been rumored.
Let's see. I can't remember his name. Haas wrote a book called Shards of the Skinwalker, or Skinwalker Shards, where he mentions a portal location in Arizona on a location called Satan's Butte, which happens to be, I think it's longitude. The longitude is the up and down, exactly on the line, exactly south from Skinwalker Ranch.
Gene, pack your bags. We're gone. Gene.
Hey, Ryan.
It's in Arizona,
Ryan, this is Shane. Are you talking about the one that's in Buckley, Arizona, the horse ranch? I think that might be what you're talking about.
I know the location. You can look it up on Google. It's called Satan's Butte. And then you look on a map, and it happens to be exactly directly dead end to the south of Skinwalker, and it's still within that four corners region. You know, that was walked upon and lived in by some of these tribes, these ancient tribes.
Kind of makes you think about ley lines and things like that.
Yeah.
So Southern England, you know, there are so many ancient paranormal and sort of religious sites that are along these lines. And obviously in the times since ancient times, modern churches and what have you, towns have been built along these lines. And I'm sure that was there not a former pilot stroke engineer guy from New Zealand who wrote a book about these, about an energy grid around the earth. And at the intersections of this kind of grid that he came out with was places like the Giza area and, you know, whatever. And you just got to wonder if these areas at the Uinta Basin and south into Arizona, if there are these kind of lines of abnormality, shall we call it. That was me done.
I do have some information. This is Shane again. I do have some information that Bigelow was involved. There was a guy who claimed, and I don't know, this could be all fiction, a claim by a guy who is a psychological counselor. He owns a ranch in Buckley, Arizona. I'm looking at the map right now. That claimed to actually, now this could be all speculation,
might be the same case.
Claimed to actually kill something, and I don't know if this is true or not. But Bigelow was involved, according to Daryl Sims, and I think he talked about it on the Paracast, but Bigelow, that was Buckley, Arizona. So that's the only thing I have.
Is that the ranch that the military bought up or something? Have you not been to such a ranch in Arizona, Chris?
We'll answer that in our next segment. Ryan, you want to stay another portion or what?
Oh, I can't leave. This is too intense.
Okay, that's the story. Okay. We have Ryan Skinner. We're joined by Shane and by Gogs McKay. Much more to come. With Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
UnseenNow.com, proud sponsor of GCN. Unseen Now's unparalleled encryption tools keep your communications secure. GCN.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.